This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today we'll be led in prayer by Reverend Craig Wexler of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. The pages of the day to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance will be Savannah Burton from Piedmont and Benjamin R. Connor from Winfred. And when I was growing up, my parents' address, the farm we still own, was Winfred. And then it was Junius, and then it was Orland, and then it was Madison. Same location. So got a Winfredite here, so that's great. So please rise for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let me find my Lutherans. The Lord be with you. There you are. Let us pray. Almighty God, gather us into this space, give us a moment of peace and warmth from the cold outside, from the tension of our roles. We have been elected into this work of decision making today, decisions that affect people's lives. It is my prayer that this task is not taken lightly. For some of us, it's easy to just say, this is government, this is politics. However, whether we see it or not, we are in the business of people. We are in the business of laws and provisions. We are called in this brief moment in time today to be ministers. You are our guide. You are our strength. Show us what we are to do today for the sake of your creation. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Borgo, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwab, Dennert, Deutsch, Dietrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Lana Greenfield, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Kevin Jensen, Johns, Chris Johnson, David Johnson, Carr, Koth, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miss Gimmons, Mullally, Olson, Herman Otten, Overwig, Perry, Kent Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Post, Puyer, Qualm, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Jamie Smith, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Wangsness, Weiss, Weesey, Willitson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. We'll move on to approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1006 do pass as amended. Also, Mark Willitson, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1033 do pass. Thomas Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1063 do pass as amended. Kevin D. Jensen, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1023 do pass and House Bill 1061 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. John Mills, Chair.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 14, 15, 62, 23, 22, and 30, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Carr moved that House Bills 1024, 1027, 1029, 1034, 1035, 1044, 1045, and 1046 be referred from the committee, the House Committee on Appropriations, to the Joint Committee on Appropriations.
That motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. For those in the gallery, what we're doing is complying with the state constitution that requires us to have a public reading of the bills twice. This constitutes the first reading of the House bills, and we'll do likewise with the first reading of Senate bills. All these bills are available to the public through the offices of the Legislative Research Council. You can go to the website, pull up any bill that exists, read through it, provide your input at the time they come to committee meetings, and be engaged in the process. So we invite you to do that. The Speaker assigns to the Ag and Natural Resources Committee House Bill 1094, to Joint Appropriations House Bill 1102, 1100, 1093, 1042, and 1043. To Commerce and Energy, House Bill 1098. To Education, House Bill 1081 and 1104. To Judiciary, House Bill 1101, 1103, 1107, 1108, and 1109. To Local Government, House Bill 1097. To State Affairs, HCR 6003, and House Bills 1105 and 1106. To Taxation, House Bill 1099, to Transportation, House Bill 1091, and to Government Operations and Audit, House Bill 1110. First reading, Senate bills.
Senate Bill 14, Revised Registration Requirements for Motor Vehicles, Motorcycles, Snowmobiles, Trailers, and Semi-Trailers. Senate Bill 15, Revised Certain Provisions Regarding the Retention of Motor Vehicle Title Documents by the State, by the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 22, to Revise Certain Provisions Regarding Pesticide Registration, Pesticide Application, and Enforcement of Pesticide Laws. Senate Bill 23, repeal the high school graduation or equivalent requirement for certain licensed professionals. Senate Bill 30, update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations. And Senate Bill 62, revise the membership and responsibilities of the South Dakota Board of Geographic Names.
Speaker assigns to the Ag and Natural Resources Committee Senate Bill 22, to Commerce and Energy Senate Bill 23, 13, and 28, to the Judiciary Committee Senate Bill 27, State Affairs Senate Bill 62, Transportation Senate Bill 14, Senate Bill 15, and Senate Bill 30, to Retirement Laws Senate Bills 9, 31, 32, and 34. Is Dr. Heineman here yet? There he is, right up here to my left. Dr. Heineman is the doctor of the day. He's part of the Doctor of the Day program sponsored by South Dakota State Medical Association. And Dr. Heineman is a past president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, currently a vice president and medical officer with Sanford Health. Prior to accepting his administrative role with Sanford, Dr. Heineman practiced family medicine in Canton for more than 20 years. He received his medical degree from USD School of Medicine and completed a Sioux Falls family practice residency in 1984. Dr. Heineman has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 83 and is a member of the American Medical Association. Thanks for being here today and welcome.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunoff.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, on behalf of Representative Schwuck and myself, I would ask my colleagues of the House to acknowledge and recognize the great people from the Yankton community. Yankton was our Dakota territorial capital, and we are the outdoor recreational capital of southeastern South Dakota. We invite you tonight to join them down at Ramcota from 5 to 7 and test your archery skills. Please help me welcome the Yankton delegation.
Welcome. It's interesting how the archery has taken off in South Dakota. It's great that we have that, and it seems to be the central point in the world at this point, isn't it, as far as international activity surrounding archery. So congratulations on that. Representative Zickmund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a great honor to introduce to you. For many years, I was a part of one of these groups. And I'd like to introduce to you people from the Associated General Contractors of South Dakota. There's actually three different chapters: the Highway Heavy Utilities chapter, the Commercial Contractors, and, which is one I haven't mentioned for a while, Land Improvement Contractors. I've got friends there too. So I was the exec for the Commercial Contractors for 15 years and also their lobbyist during that time, and it was a pleasure to work with these professionals. A lot of people don't understand a lot of things that they do, but they build your highways, they put up your buildings, they do all the land improvement areas, and with the people from the AGC, please, they're the ones that are paying for your meal tonight, so be nice to them. Would you please stand up and rise in?
Welcome.
Also, Mr. Speaker, I see there the Highway Heavy Utilities Executive Director up here, Toby Crow. Toby, would you stand? Because he's been with them for a few years now. So, and I think that's all we have here, right? So, thank you, folks.
Representative Wagnesis.
Hello, I would like to take a personal...
Thank you, microphone.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. For a personal privilege.
Granted.
Yes, I would like to introduce today with Spencer Gosh, a school from our district, the Ipswich High School Junior High class has traveled down to tour the high school, and with their teacher, Mrs. Calusa. Don't know if I said that right, but if we could all please stand and welcome them.
Welcome. Representative Glanzer.
Yes, it gives me great joy today to introduce, probably for the fourth time in this session, in this legislature, my son Tom, who's sitting up here. And just want a little advice to you parents that have younger children. From the time he's been in college, he's borrowed $20 from me 100 times, promising to pay me back. To date, I have not received one, and now today he asked me for $20 for gas to get home. So, one of the pages, his last name is Round, so I'm sure I can trust him with it. Would you take that up to him? Make sure he gets home today. Thank you.
Are there any additional debt collection efforts that we'd like to hear about? Oh, Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
First of all, there's two lessons there. The first, you stated. The second, you never trust a rounds with money. And I'm referring to this, yeah. So I would also like to ask for you to help me in welcoming Walworth County Care Center is in town tonight for the South Dakota Healthcare Association event that will be held at the Ramcota later this evening. So please swing by, take a look at some of the art. But the Walworth County Care Center, stand up, please. I did not see where you sat. There they are. They're straight back there. That's my wife, Ashley. You can see Trista Bates. We've got Bonnie Schick and Marla Larson. So please help me in welcoming.
So Ashley had to come down here to get her keys. Is that right?
Yeah.
He was trying to be a nice guy the other day and fix a light bulb or something. And
yeah, so when we went to church, I noticed she had a tail light out, so I was going to change it quick and then jump in my vehicle and head down to Pier. And as soon as I pulled into Pier, I reached into my pocket and I had her car keys. So, yeah, don't forget to leave with them, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Overweg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have with us today from the Corsica Stickney High School, their government class, with their teacher, Mr. Gall, and their principal, Mr. Fergan, and if you'd help me welcome them.
Please stand. Welcome. Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
On behalf of Representative Overweg and myself, we also have Scotland High School junior and senior classes with their chaperones, Mr. Gary Pepper, Mr. Calvin Hunhoff, Mr. Dalton Muck, and Mr. Chris McGregor. I think they're over this direction. But if you stand up and be recognized. Thanks for coming.
Welcome. You know, I attended the funeral for Oscar Austed a long time ago. I forget how many years it's been, 15 years or so ago. And at the funeral, his son, I think it's David, told about how when he was up at SDSU, he needed some money to get home one weekend. And so he called his dad to see if he could get a loan. And his dad, being the business guy that he was, told his son that, you know, didn't it snow up there the other night? Oh, yeah. I bet if you went out and asked some people if you could scoop their sidewalk, you'd probably make some money and pay your own gas home. And he said, yeah, but I don't have a scoop. And he said, I bet if you give them a discount, they'd probably let you use their scoop. So that was Oscar's approach to training his son to be a businessman. So maybe something was missed along the way. I'm not sure. But looks like things are working out.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Greenfield.
I would like a personal privilege, please.
Granted.
First, as a side note, I want to address Representative Glanzer. Today is, you know, according to Popeye Wimpy's, I'll pay you on Tuesday gladly.
Yeah.
So you might want to bear that in mind as far as getting any money back. I would like to introduce any AgFest people that are still with us today. And I know that there is one particular special individual, Tony Lyron from Dolan, Full Circle. If you would stand, please. He is a constituent and a former student of mine. Welcome, Tony.
Representative Howard.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I have a dear friend here today, and yes, she is still up there, also a constituent from the great District 33, and also the South Dakota State Coordinator for the National Day of Prayer, Amy Wagner, is here with us today.
So. Welcome. Well, we have a heavy calendar today, so we should probably move on with our business. I think we are on to the second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1074, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the required time that sexual assault kits be preserved.
As I'm getting on to this order of business, I just want to remind everybody that we have a young gentleman here who can help with any of the computer challenges you might have. You can either get his attention. Isaac, where are you at right now? Isaac Buchholz, he's available, so contact one of the pages or flag down Isaac if you have questions about your computers. Moving on to House Bill 1074, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks in regard to House Bill 1074? Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I bring to you today House Bill 1074. This is a bill that lengthens the time that anonymous rape kits are stored with law enforcement. Now, it's important to note that this bill only affects anonymous kits. Sometimes they're called unreported kits. So basically, if a victim of a sexual assault goes in to have a forensic sexual assault examination, they do not, at the time of the evidence collection, have to go forward with prosecution. If they decide not to go forward with prosecution, the kit will be stored anonymously. The kit will be given a code. The victim will be told where the kit's being stored and will be given that code number, and the hospital will also record the name and the code number. So it's very important, because a kit that is going to be prosecuted comes right up here to peer to the state lab, and all of the evidence is worked through, DNA is collected, and those kind of things are done. So we are only speaking of the storage of anonymous kits here today with 1074. Last year, we completed anonymous rape kits. A bill that we completed here in the legislature moved the storage of the kits from hospitals to law enforcement, because law enforcement can best store these kits. We wanted to make sure that they were being stored with law enforcement chain of custody, you know, making sure that the evidence is stored properly. At that time, there were questions, came from this floor, about why there was only 1 year storage time for these kits. So this bill changes the current length of storage for anonymous kits, which is 1 year, and it lengthens it to 7 years, or when the victim turns 25, whichever is later. Okay, so it lengthens it to 7 years, or when the victim turns 25, whichever is later. One of the most important parts about this is that 1 year anniversary for someone that's been sexually assaulted, it can take a year before they're ready to come forward. And so after the anniversary might be the time that they want to come forward and prosecute on the sexual assault that they were victim to. Now you may ask, then why 7 years? Well, if you were to look up our code, and it's under 22-22-1, which defines rape, there are several levels of rape. Two of the worst are somebody that is underage, someone that's younger than 13 that's been raped, and also forcible rape. We're talking violent rape. Those two, the statute of limitations is indefinite. Now, the rest of the rape charges, or the levels of rapes that have a certain charges that you can apply to it, is for 7 years. And so seven years or the age of 25. So it covers most of the rape kit storage that is completed. And usually a rape kit that's collected on a child that's 13 or younger, it's going to be prosecuted right away. And also forcible rape, violent rape, is normally prosecuted right away. But now at least they have 7 years. So that's where we came up with 7 years, is to match 22-22-1. Other states, just to give you an idea what they do, Nebraska stores theirs for 20 years. North Dakota is a minimum of 7 years, or until the victim turns 22, whichever occurs later. Kansas is 5 years. So there's other states that do it this way. Most states don't have just 1 year. And so I would ask for your support of this bill. It's important to give victims of sexual assault that have not chosen to prosecute right away, give them more time to make the decision. Give them time to heal and decide if they want to move forward, or they may have heard of other cases of rape from that same perpetrator, and they may want to come forward at a later date to help the prosecution of that person. So I'd ask for your support of House Bill 1074. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
I agree with what we're doing here, but the question comes in is we got a lot of very small counties out there that can barely afford to put gas in their cars. Where are they going to get the funds, or do they have the places now to store these for an additional bit of time?
I believe those are stored here in Pierre, aren't they? But go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Only kits that are completed are stored here in Pierre. And a lot of that's DNA data that they use computerization for. If it's an anonymous kit, and that's one of the reasons why we don't want to lengthen the time too much, is because law enforcement in these smaller towns could have limited space. But we're really talking, in most cases, we're talking about a kit that's about this size. So there's not that much room. All law enforcement need to have some sort of a method to lock up their evidence lockers, and make sure that they're storing them securely. So they have facilities to do this, and the kits that once they're completed are very small.
Thank you. Follow up?
Well, just thank you for the answer. I'm still a little. I support the bill. I'm going to vote for it, but I don't want to have an unfunded mandate tossed on some of these smaller counties out there. Maybe as this bill makes its way through, we might want to look at. This stuff has to be preserved in the right way. 7 years, a small county could have, 7, 15, 20 of these over the course of 7 years. I don't want an unfunded mandate. Thank you.
Representative Reed.
It's also important to note that law enforcement, police chiefs, were okay with this bill.
Representative Barthel can speak to that too, I guess. Would you know about the details of storage of those types of things? Sioux Falls is going to be a little different, but in smaller counties, would that be an evidence locker type of thing? And I'm assuming that it's not going to be unduly burdensome, and if it was, they'd probably work with the Attorney General's office to straighten that out. But can you tell us anything about that?
A lot of the departments, like in the Sioux Falls area, there's one agency, like Sioux Falls does all the evidence processing and storaging for the entire city, the county, and some of the outlying areas. So I think you'd probably find in the smaller communities that they maybe have a similar agreement, or if they do, there'd probably be very few of these kits that they'd actually store. They don't need to be refrigerated or anything. They can just be in secure storage.
Thank you. Any other questions or remarks? Hearing no further remarks, question for the House, final passage of House Bill 1074. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Okay, today is a very fortunate day for the House members and for myself because we get to stand and sing Happy Birthday to Michael Saba. Happy Birthday to Michael. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted. If we could have everyone's attention, please.
Thank you. This afternoon, over the lunch hour, we had some delicious ribs, potato salad, and beans, and some great conversation. That was all sponsored by the people here wearing red. They're not all from Yankton. I know Yankton wears the red, but we've had our AARP folks here today, and it is their day here at the Capitol. If you haven't had a chance to visit with them, maybe catch them after a session. The meal was great, and we thank you for all you've done for us today. And if we can help you, we're here for that. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. My notes show that over 100 AARP South Dakota volunteers and members from across the state are here today. So thank you very much. It's always a great meal. Nice time to have a conversation about issues.
Representative Freimuller. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 0 nays, and 2 excused.
House Bill 1074, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions regarding the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. There is a legislative commemoration on our calendar today. It's 8,007. It's commending the South Dakota Army National Guard's Elwine Family of Rapid City for being awarded the Association of the United States Army Volunteer Family of the Year Award for 2019. So congratulations to them. Are there any other announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning, your House Commerce and Energy Committee will be meeting up in 464. We've got Steve Wester from the office, the Governor's Office of Economic Development. He's going to talk to us about the broadband program, and then we're going to take 3 bills after that. And if I may, Mr. Speaker, a second announcement.
Sure.
A week from Thursday night is our dining out. And the Office of the Military across the street would like all those that are planning on attending to send an email over, contact them, and get an RSVP in as soon as possible. They need the numbers. And I'd like to add on top of that, you all have 4 commemorations that were sent out today, commending various units, the 114th out of Sioux Falls, a unit out of Brookings, unit out of Vermilion, and a unit out of Heron. These commemorations, I'd like to have those in. Please sign on and get it back to me as soon as possible. We'd like to have these available, or at least completed and read on the floor next week before dining out. So I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, the event next week is always a nice formal event and very well done, very well attended, so keep that in mind. Representative Glanzer.
Thank you. Personal privilege.
Granted.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. sharp, Catacomb Caucus. The Trudy Quam will be our special guest speaker in the morning, and we'll have a good time of fellowship together as legislators. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, there's a Capitol Commission tonight at 8 o'clock at Perkins. And second, we will be meeting, our education group will be meeting at 7:45 a.m. We have 2 bills to take up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Representative Goodwin.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
State affairs tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Anything more with that personal privilege? Okay. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., room 413. We've got 3 bills on the agenda. Thank you.
Very good.
Should be a busy one.
Other announcements? What's happening in state affairs tomorrow morning? Who's going to be in front of state affairs? Any of the State Affairs Committee members, or I'm sorry, not State Affairs, Appropriations. Appropriations Committee, what agencies are going to be speaking tomorrow? Do we have any of that? Representative Peterson, what's coming for Appropriations tomorrow? Do you have that on your schedule? As long as we've got some kind of a little bit of slack time, there's not a lot, but if we've got some additional time, it's great if you can spend time with others. Representative Carr, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought an appropriator would have fielded that by now. We have military and Veterans Affairs tomorrow. Okay.
Very good. And you begin at, Representative Carr, you begin at 7:30? Representative Carr, is it 7:30, 7:45?
Mr. Speaker, Joint Committee on Appropriations will convene at 8 o'clock.
Very good. Okay, thanks.
So,
other announcements? Representative Steele. That motion having been made and seconded, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay.
No.
Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.